Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Autastic, the Comedian's Guide to Autism.
Woo!
Ooh, that's a lot of energy out of the gate from Kirk talk. Smith.
Hot dog!
My co-host, Kirk Smith. I'm Graham Kay. If you haven't heard the show before, we are a show where we are two comedians, but we both have family members who have autism, and we just like to talk about it, you know, figure it out. You know, just
it's not science.
It's definitely not science. We're just two idiots trying to figure out this non-neuronormative, can I call it a disorder?
I think some people call it the new normal. But
The new normal?
I think it's, are you allowed to say disorder, aren't we?
I don't know.
Somebody will write us a letter, I'm sure.
Absolutely. People are very good about that.
Even if they don't listen to it.
Anyway, so to our regular listeners, you get it. Anyway, we are going to do a very special follow-up to my car saga. It's like it has nothing to do with autism. Talk about my stupid car.
Could have been car-tastic.
The car that I'm talking about was going to pick people up from the airport who donated $5 per episode to Patreon. But the car...
To us through Patreon.
Yeah, us through Patreon. Not just to a random company. But patreon.com/autastic. Anyway, I parked my car. It got smashed. You can listen to the whole story last episode. And then the insurance adjuster gives me a call yesterday. He's like, hey, I'm going to give you... I'm in my head, I know my car is worth like $3,000. But I like gave him a bunch of receipts and stuff. And
well, because you did upgrade the radio. You did a few little things.
I did some upgrades. It was in really good condition. It ran really well.
At the end.
And he's like, $5,000. And I was like... Whoa. I was like, great.
You're
and,
like, sold, sucker.
And they gave me a rental, and I go to the rental office, and I go, hey, they're going to give me like a Honda Fit or whatever, like a little tiny car. And my buddy Chris Locke, who's a really funny comic, he calls them you know those cars that look like the nose of a statue broke off and drove away. They're going to try and rent me one of those little cars. And then I go, hey man, can I get a good guy upgrade? He goes, what? I go, I'm a good guy. You're a good guy. And then I got a good guy upgrade that I listened to. Anyway, so I got a Volkswagen Jetta, big silver Jetta.
Ooh.
And I'm driving around in my little Jetta. And then he goes, yeah, and you can have, the insurance adjuster goes, I'm going to give you $5,000 and you get the car for the rental car for an extra 5 days from the day I cut you the check. And I'm like, great. So because it gives you enough time to find a car. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm like, this is great. You're killing it, Geico. Thank you very much.
Yeah. This is huge, actually. This is like a blessing in disguise.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I get a call back from Geico today going, he shouldn't have said that. We got to wait a couple weeks because there's two other cars that got hit. And the guy that hit the drunk guy who passed out and hit the car had a $25,000 limit on his insurance.
Ooh.
So basically, like,
you got to split it five ways.
We got to split it three ways. And I know one of the other cars is totaled for sure. And the other one probably needs like $5,000 to work to it.
Oh, wow.
So I'm probably going to get less than my car is worth. I definitely will. And
Wait a minute.
And they told me I have to return the rental car immediately.
They totaled three other cars, hit five other cars, or hit three other cars?
Three cars in total.
Okay.
So the guy passed out, hit my car first.
Yeah, but 15.
Hit another car, and then hit another car.
So if you have three cars total divided by three, 25 by three, it's like $7,000 each, right? $8,000
no,
each?
No. Like, these are nicer cars.
Oh, so they get a better
cut. They're not all crappy cars like mine. It's not a row of crappy cars.
Well, Silver Lake, could be.
Silver Lake's nice. Millionaires live in Silver Lake. It's
millionaires live all over LA, but there's it's not Beverly Hills. It's not like a Ferrari next to it. I don't know. That could be like a...
Like it's like a brand. It's like a Chrysler 300, like a new one. And then there was a Scion truck thing that is. I looked on Kelly Blue Book. It's worth like 15. I'm screwed, dude.
Well, how do they do it? They don't divide it evenly, I guess? They do it by percentages, maybe? I wonder how it works.
Yeah, so basically, I'm not going to get $5,000 for my car. I'm not going to get what it's worth. And I have to return the rental car immediately. And I have to have I have to wait 2 weeks before they cut me a check. And my credit card is maxed out, so I can't buy a new car and wait for the check. So I just have no car for the next 2 weeks in LA.
This is a terrible update.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a good update.
No, man. I'm getting screwed. I'm always getting screwed. You know that. This car is screwing me. From the grave, it's screwing me.
We're not doom and gloom about autism, but we're definitely doom and gloom about the car situation in Los Angeles.
I really feel like I don't have bad luck. I feel like I just set myself up for these sort of things because I think I have ADHD. I know I've been diagnosed with having ADHD, and I just can't do it. I can't do things. I'm like just – I do the bare minimum to get by, and then I get screwed because the bare you need more than the bare minimum, you know, in life. And we're gonna we're gonna talk about that more. There is a new link in the news coming up later about how ADHD is linked to autism. And my parents only have two kids: one me ADHD, the other autistic. It's really really interesting.
It's a good lead in.
Yeah, that's a pre lead in is what it is because we have more in the week in review. You are going to do some renovations for your son in the bathroom, which are really interesting.
So we, that was our pre weekend review.
Kirk Smith has a 17-year-old, severely autistic son, if you are new. And I have an autistic brother who is on the so-called higher
somewhere
end.
The spectrum, yeah. Middle, I'd say mid to high. Not high. It's
not high. I'm going to read a letter from him in about a minute, and you'll get a better idea.
So anyway, his mom is moving to a new place, mm-hmm. and so we've talked a little bit about trying to get her own place. And some of you listeners that listen on an ongoing basis probably remember that. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to buy her own place, so trying to squeeze together some money to help out with that down payment. And basically, he gets distracted. So like if he stands to urinate, and he's about 6'2",
yeah.
So there's about a foot and a half from his penis to the toilet. Mm-hmm. And if anything happens, he turns his whole body while he's urinating. And what's that? Turns around and looks, and then there's piss everywhere.
Yeah.
So you wipe up a lot of piss.
You didn't train him to sit?
So we have to make him sit.
Right.
So he's got to sit.
Right.
But I always thought when I was young, if I was ever rich, I would have a urinal at my house.
Yeah.
How much nicer. I'm tall as well.
I love urinals.
And
what a nice exactly. treat. You don't have to lift a seat.
You don't have to lift a seat.
You don't have to touch a PP seat.
You're peeing
dirty
like
seat.
A few inches from you, so you're not going to miss.
And the splash back. It's hard to say.
So.
You know when you first, like.
Talk about getting a urinal. Go ahead.
You know, like the first couple weeks of summer, you start wearing shorts again, and you start like using the toilet, and you're like, I've been peeing on my legs all winter.
That's true.
Yeah, you're like, gross.
My jeans are covered in piss.
Yeah, I gotta adjust my arc here.
You know they put those like bumblebees or those flies in urinals so that men will pee at them because they won't be distracted? Mm-hmm. That's like a thing they do out in California. They put there's a little insect in there. So if you pee right at that spot, that's the least likely to get a little splashback. Yeah, that's
really?
True. Yeah.
That's smart.
It's a smart little...
I got my ADHD kicked in. Sidetracked you.
So she's kind of found a place. We're talking about meeting with a builder. And right. I think we're going to do a urinal for him. Like a urinal built to his height.
Mm-hmm.
And so he can just go right up to the urinal and just pee right in the urinal. And then...
Awesome.
Next, like 2 feet from the toilet. And then in between the toilet and the urinal... A drain.
Yes.
So then if, God forbid, you just need to douse the whole thing with bleach, which you do, or Fabuloso, or whatever cleaning product we use here in California, you can just douse it and right down the drain, and you don't have to mop it all up.
You're a trailblazer.
I think it's a good idea, dude.
It is a very good idea.
Yeah.
And it's easier for him.
Yep. And I sent you a picture. I showed you a picture.
Like, you just showed me a picture of like a urinal. Like you took a picture of like, I've seen a urinal before.
But next to it, there was a drain between the urinal and I'd never seen that. And I was
I didn't see that. You just showed me a picture on your phone. I was like, yeah, a urinal, dude.
Yeah, I've seen a urinal, Kirk. You idiot.
You're like, see, I'm going to give me a urinal. And you show me a picture. I'm like, good.
But there's a drain directly between the urinal and the toilet. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be great for him. I'm excited.
That's awesome.
The problem is sitting down, not to make this too gross, make this the Pooptastic podcast.
Yes.
But if you're a big man and your butt is in it, your penis is against the seat or against the hangs.
Yeah, there's not a lot of room. There's just, you know, without getting too much detail, there's not enough room.
Not
enough room for your carriage.
There's not.
No.
So that's the only school. Place you can actually get sick is like the tip. Anyway, we're being too gross.
But you get it. But that's all you need to say.
Yeah, that's not too gross. We're talking about my son. That's fine. Yeah. Anyway.
No. We're not talking about
toilets. Toilets are not built for bigger people.
Yes.
So anyway, that's my week in review. That's what we're looking at, man. How's your week in review? Any news from Peter? Emails?
He went to our family practitioner that we've had since we were babies, Dr. Mary Comerton. She's an old Irish lady. And
with a name like that, hard to believe.
Dr. Mary Comerton. One time I was like, I'm a hypochondriac, right? And I'm like, I don't know.
You really?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I might have cancer or something. And she's like, are you losing weight? I go, no, I'm gaining weight. Well, it's pretty hard to have cancer if you're gaining weight. I think you'll be all right.
Does she really have an accent like that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. That's hilarious.
She's the best. Anyway.
Yeah, in Ecuador, they say...
Drop your trousers. Let me see your penis. It's just like a 65-year-old woman. All right.
That would be a little bit more romance. In Ecuador, they say, paciente que coma no muere. Patient who eats can't die. There's something to that. Like, if you keep eating so and your body keeps metabolizing food, then you're kind of fine.
Yeah. Anyway, so... Peter, she's very blunt and Irish about stuff, which I like. And she's like, she told Peter that my brother that he was gaining weight. And my brother, I love this about my brother. He is my brother because he's a little narcissistic. He plucks his gray hairs, which I love. No one taught him to do that. He's like, I don't like them.
Wow.
And he was like, she's like, 30, you gained some weight. Yeah. And he's like, oh, okay. And so now he works out on his. No one told him to. He's starting to work out. And I last time I was home during Christmas, I showed him some workouts.
Our long-time listeners remember he put him together a thing where you have to walk too. You can't just do weights. And you told him to set it at 6.
Yeah,
and you walk and you
don't totally. It's working. He's lost some pounds. Anyway, so he wrote an email. I told him, good for him and stuff, and he wrote back. Well, even if I exercise before the summer times come along, that would be a great thing. That way, we won't put on any more weight. She's trying to look good for the summer. Also, if you and Jane miss me, that's nice. Also, I probably missed the both of you. Jane's my girlfriend, but I have been very busy with working very hard at my 4 great jobs that I've had back in Ottawa. Well, I still think I have 4 great jobs in Ottawa. I can get paid lots of money that I can still keep on living in my great apartment for the rest of my life, so I will never have to move out. Peter. P.S. Graham. When I first got... No, I think you already heard about that. Dad was able to help me.
That's what he said?
Yeah, he's like, nah, I think you already heard about that. Dad was able to help me out with fixing my apartment living room TV and computer connections. Well, luckily, I can still have a connection with Rogers, that's the cable provider up there, at all times, so I can give Rogers a very important call just in case if any more very annoying connection problems happen in my own apartment. Well, maybe that won't happen ever again until sometime in one of the very, very next years. We will see.
I like how he self-edited, but then included the edit.
Yep. Now you've already heard. I won't tell you that. I'm going to tell you about this. Anyway, I'm proud of him. He's getting ripped.
You have to teach him what PSS means. You can have postscript too.
Yeah, yep, yeah, yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
So he's going to be a... That's great.
Write me an email. I'll postscript.
Opens with postscript.
Yeah.
So he wants to have abs for the summer. That's great.
Yeah. He's getting ripped. He's self-sufficient. Figuring it out. There's a little gym in his apartment building. And I'm proud of him. He's actually doing it. A lot of people don't do it. He does it.
So was it Colin Powell that wrote that book when he talks about the secret to success is there's no secret. It's just work. You got to work.
Yeah.
There's something to that. Like, it's just, yeah.
100%. And it's working. And he has a little scale. And he's recording. And no one told him that either. He's recording his weight and tracking it.
Very smart.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it gives a little motivation for himself. It's great.
Yeah, he's already down to 208.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think that's about where my son's at. Me's a little bit more, actually.
Yeah. That's like
228, maybe.
Anyway, my brother was getting bigger, but Yeah, so it's great. It's and, awesome.
And this week we included a couple action shots of, we just uploaded it on Facebook. There's a shot of Peter playing basketball, shoveling snow. That's shoveling snow is my favorite. He's making this grimace like we all grimace when we have to do things we don't want to. His birthday shot. It's really good. Really, really good.
My dad bought him like a world beer, like six cans of all different weird beers, and he was pumped. My brother is just a dude. Like, what I love about my brother is no one taught him to like these things. He's just genetically predisposed to liking beer and boobs.
He's becoming a California man if he's weighing himself.
No, he's just taking care of himself, looking good.
Looking good.
He wants to be healthy. One day he's looking good for the summer. He gets it. Anyway. Oh, one more thing I wanted to add to my car saga is I was on the phone with a lady today, and I was like, okay, so basically I paid you for insurance, and I gave you money every month so that if somebody hit me, I get paid for my car. And then you telling me that because the guy who got drunk and passed out and smashed into my car had a limit on the amount of money that he could give out, you won't give me the money.
Do you have collision, or you only have?
I only have the one where
liability.
Yeah, well, it wasn't an expensive enough a car to pay for collision. You know, in my mind, I wasn't planning on getting a 4-car pileup or drunk guy smashing into my
somebody
parked
else.
Car.
It wasn't even your pileup.
Yeah, so I'm like,
this is really getting to you, brother.
It is, and I'm like, okay, so what do I got to do? How do I get my money back? I can't afford a new car right now off my own dime because you won't do your job. And she goes, well, you know, you can go to the next level. And I go, what's that? She goes, oh, well, I'm not giving you legal counsel, but you know, if you
hire an attorney,
if I go, what, you want me to sue him? And you go, she goes, well, that might be the only way that he won't get off scotch free. I was like, what? She goes, yeah,
you mean
get him off scotch free. And I was like, well, I'm in good hands. This person doesn't know a basic turn of phrase.
You know, hopscotch free.
Oh my God! Thanks, Geico.
It started as a Geico commercial, and now you hate them.
Man, they were killing it. They were killing it. Mike down at Geico was killing it for me. He was doing the best. He was like responding. I was texting with him. You know, I was sending him pictures of receipts. He was like, got it. I'll adjust it. Like, he was awesome. And then these friggin' buffoons bringing me back down. Anyway, whatever. Feel free to donate at patreon.com/autastic. $1 or $5 a month, less than a cup of coffee a week.
I've never seen you this. This hit you hard. This car thing. Yeah,
I'm in LA with no car. They screwed me. I got shows all over the place. What am I gonna do? Man, oh man.
I don't really have any solutions. I'm just listening.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll get a car when I come back from my tour in May. Bunch of baloney. Anyway, I guess I'll just Uber everywhere. Spend a gajillion dollars on Uber. Invest in Uber. Their stock's about to rise.
I'm not laughing at you. I've never seen you this verklempt. Really going for it today. All right.
Got me.
Should we do the rest of the segment?
Let's do
the news?
In the news. Let's do in the news.
We got a couple of little news articles this week. A couple of very interesting ones.
Yes.
All right, let's start with the one from the MIT study. There was a study at MIT.
As the insiders call it, MIT.
MIT?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
No, no. Okay. I think there's a bunch of brainiacs walking around Boston.
I'm not a scientist.
I'm from MIT.
I don't know.
Is that a Versace dress?
This may shock you, but I'm not exactly MIT material, Graham.
No. No, you are like a jock.
Fred Flintstone material?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. MIT study uncovers possible genetic link between ADHD and autism. It's a very interesting article. It's in the Boston Herald.
I already believe it.
You're like, sold.
I'm like, sold.
We haven't finished the article. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Basically, they're talking about the research, and they found they're experimenting on mice right now. So obviously it's not in people yet, but it's going to happen. They found it in genetically modified mice missing the, quote, PTCHD1 gene.
Yeah, some sort of gene.
Suspected of being
matter.
Absent in people with ADHD and autism.
Kirk,
and other,
by the way, we read this article before the show. Cannot say ADHD.
I couldn't. I said HD. What did I say? I said the TV. HDHD is what I said.
It's
instead
hilarious.
Of ADHD.
It's just...
I think I'm just a little dyslexic.
Something's going on.
Right?
There.
Instead of HDHD, I said... instead of ADHD, I said HDHD.
You have no idea what's going on in your brain right now, and I love it.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Fall apart.
Yep.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I've had a good run.
You've had a great run. Let's push forward.
Anyway, so the people that were missing this gene were more hyperactive and easily distracted than the mice who had PTCHD1 gene. Basically, the mice were trained to point their nose towards a flashing light each time it was activated. When the other lights or sounds were introduced, mice without PTCHD1 gene were unable to complete the task. So basically, and then later on it talks about that there's a specific malfunction in the brain with a TRN, which this is a name, so I'm not going to be able to say it, thalamic reticular nucleus, which filters out information. And when that TRN, those cells aren't firing, the excess information overwhelms the brain.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because I feel like
there's like a bottleneck, and then it's like there's too much.
There's too much.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like my son will have a meltdown if there's sirens, or if it's just, or the restaurant's too loud. There's just too much going on.
The autistic people have, the floodgates are completely open, and ADHD is a little open.
The way it's been described to me is like you can't filter out, you know, the siren and the lady dropping the silverware in the sky on the left who won't stop talking too loud because it's LA, and this guy over here is talking to his agent about something that's never going to happen. And you can't filter it all out, and so you just it's overwhelming.
I can't filter it out either. I can't filter out any of it out. I can't pay attention for 2 seconds about anything. My girlfriend's like, "What's wrong? Where are you right now? Like, are you? Why aren't you paying attention to me?" I'm like, "Cause there's a siren outside." Because an ice cream truck drove by, because a lady walked by the window who was obese, and it made me think of another time I saw a big fat, like, I just go and go and go and go and go.
By the way, I like your Instagram thing where you're posting pictures of your cat looking out the window judging people.
Yeah.
And you caption what you think your cat's thinking.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
he does not.
Ladies and gentlemen,
does not Graham, like Hispanics. Graham's, he's a racist little man.
Graham's cat is named Handsome.
Yeah.
And he does this caption.
He does
thing
not where, like how our neighborhood is turning.
And he does this thing where it's like, Handsome says, and then it's like, which if you don't know that that's the name of this cat and you think he's talking about himself in the third person, is the funniest thing you've ever heard.
Yeah.
So that was in the news. And then
he's such
another,
a sweet little boy, he couldn't be racist.
The cat?
Yeah, he loves everybody.
Yeah, I think cats are equal opportunity. I think
if
you die in your apartment, they'll eat you no matter what your skin color is.
Is that true?
Yeah, they do eat people, yeah. They have to survive.
Well, you're not there anymore. They get it.
Yeah, you're gone.
They're atheists.
That's just flesh.
Or they're like, soul's gone.
Well, even if you believe in God, I think the soul's not.
That's right.
Of
makes sense.
Yeah,
maybe they believe in God and like the soul's gone. I'll eat this
maybe
guy's
a cat
eyeballs.
Believes in God. I think this cat's a Catholic. All right. Now, we had another related article in U.S. News and World Report, which is scientists may have found the key to curing autism, cancer, and HIV, which, I'll be honest, is quite a headline.
That guy deserves an award.
If he does that, he deserves a medal.
Yeah.
Or something.
Like a back rub and a medal.
A special parking spot.
Something.
Maybe some free coffee.
That's a real trifecta right there.
He really did something with his life.
Yeah.
It's going to make me reexamine every decision I ever made.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy. Anyway, so this guy solved everything.
Subtext of it is a gene editing tool. This is in the U.S. News and World Report. Gene editing tool, CRISPR-Cas9, because they made this more complicated? No. Has made it possible to isolate RNA in living cells for the first time. And it goes on to explain that, according to researchers, they've determined to isolate and edit messenger RNA, because RNA, if I remember right, the DNA is the actual genetic code, and then the RNA is the part that carries the genetic instructions. So the RNA that carries instructions from the cell's nucleus to make new proteins for the first time, they can edit it using this tool called clustered regularly interspaced short palindromic repeats, also known more easily as CRISPR-Cas9. Previously, they've used this tool to remove HIV from human immune cells and shut down HIV replication permanently, according to a study published in Nature in March, which is this month. It opens a whole new area of thinking about gene manipulation, manipulating genes and disease. I think it's very interesting. And this
I've been tuned out for like 3 minutes. I was thinking about my dumb car.
He's still thinking about Geico.
Stupid ADHD.
He's like, stupid Geico.
Stupid Geico. Screw me.
You know what makes me think of
what
is what we talked about last week, which brings us to our topic du jour, which is last week, if you remember, we read in the news about a gentleman who wrote a piece in the New York Times about being going under some treatment for his autism about 8 years ago, and how it changed his personality so drastically. His marriage fell apart. Go ahead, sorry.
So first, before we get into that, let's summarize this so we understand what we're talking about. So basically what they're saying is, like, they have isolated the gene that caused these problems, and they have specific therapy that they might be able to change them. Like, they were able to change cells in AIDS patients so the HIV virus would not duplicate.
Well,
by doing gene therapy.
Not exactly, right? Because if I understand right, they're not changing the genes, they're changing... Okay, so the genes send out instructions,
yeah,
and they intercept the instructions and change instructions.
Uh-huh.
So, let's say I'm 6'2", and the gene says make him 6'2", and then they intercept that and say, no, we want him to be 5'10".
This is while somebody's growing. This is like an embryo.
It doesn't say that.
You can't do that to like a 6'2 guy and make him 5'10".
I'm oversimplifying, yeah. But okay, so... Right, it's not going to do height, but
many like wiener enlargements. If that's the case, that's like 90% of a.
That's where the money's at.
Yeah, human.
That's where the money's at.
Yeah.
You know those emails you've been getting for years? Yeah. Those emails are real.
It's like he inadvertently
discovers a cure for
AIDS and all this, and cancer and Alzheimer's, and then the end result is everyone just has giant wieners,
micro penises.
Yeah, he's like, how did I
find a cure?
Yeah.
No, okay, so that was oversimplifying for that, but basically. Mm-hmm. So he wouldn't get rid of the HIV in your body. He gets rid of the HIV's ability to replicate in the cells, right?
Right.
And so for the way to apply to autism, and again, we aren't scientists if you can't tell.
Well, yeah.
But it could be used potentially to edit genes to determine our physical features. This is the future, saying our personalities, and lead to, but for autism, it could use to fight certain cancers and fragile X syndrome and autism. That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're still thinking about your car.
Yeah.
I can see your eyes glaze over.
So basically, is there a cure or isn't there? Is there a possibility for a cure? And in the previous article about the ADHD and the mice and everything like that, they were able to help the mice, fix the mice who had the ADHD issue by genetically modifying them.
I wouldn't say genetically modifying, but it's gene therapy, right?
Because gene therapying them.
Because it modifies the TRN,
mm-hmm,
which is the circuits that help filter out information in the brain. So it helps it to work better.
Which is pretty nuts that they can do that.
It's crazy.
Here's what I like about this more and more than changing a baby. I mean, or changing an embryo, rather. Because we had talked about this before, how, what's the term that we,
it's eugenics.
Yeah, this is not eugenics is why I like it, because this is somebody who's a fully formed organism who's like, look, I need to change, and I need help.
Well, this is like what would apply to you.
And it won't weed out all the, you know, the things that make the human race quirky and interesting, and we won't be just a bunch of A-type personalities being born, which would really suck if it happens on like.
Yeah, honestly, not to be gross, but it'd make the world a terrible place if everybody
was terrible,
just,
boring place. We need we need interesting people. So this is what I like about this: is this actually helps people who need help? It determines that they like who've determined themselves that they need help.
Well, yeah, there's a huge difference between like you. Someone's in the belly, and then you decide, no, you're not exactly like everybody else, so we're gonna terminate you.
Mm-hmm.
And a grown person, like, would you like some help? And go ahead, you were saying.
No, I mean, we're saying the same thing. I think.
How do you feel about it? Let's say they come to you and go, "Hey, Graham K, we've heard your podcast. It's amazing.
Yes,
we really like the silver bullet updates. We've heard you say that you have ADHD. I almost said ADHD.
You got it, man.
I almost said
high five, bud. Yes,
I almost said it wrong. Now, would you like some help? We can give you this cocktail. It looks like Kool-Aid, but it's actually, what is this called? PTCDCHD1 gene, and it's going to increase your TRNs, like your eyes glaze over.
Good.
What about Geico? What would you take the serum? Would you take it?
And
this is our topic du jour, people.
This is our topic du jour. Would you take it? And it's very similar to our topic du jour of last week with the gentleman that you were talking about earlier.
That was the news. But we're expanding on it.
The guy fixed his autism through.
He did air quotes, by the way, people. So he's saying they quote unquote fixed his autism.
Yeah, and then he regretted it, and now he doesn't. But his life isn't any better, and you know, would it be worth it? And so to answer your question, would I take that magical serum that would cure my ADHD? I don't know, because although it caused me a lot of problems and it's frustrating, I do like that my brain wanders a lot. And I like that where it takes me, and I feel like that's one of the reasons why I'm funny, and that's one of the reasons why I'm different. If you take that away, and then I'm like, what do I have? I'm just like a poor guy with no car who has no talent. You know, but I can think straight.
6'3" and he's got movie star good looks. That's it. That's all you got. And a girlfriend who loves you. That's it. You live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you know what I mean? Like,
no, I know. It makes you feel like it robs you of your uniqueness.
Yeah. So I wouldn't. But again, I'm not to be crass, but I'm not drooling in a chair helpless.
It's not crass.
Yeah.
There's people that are.
Yes. So, you know, I think that.
So people ask me this, I would have a different answer.
What?
I would say 100%. Right. If they go, we could try this on your son, and it would mean that he would have to go to work every day and not just play on his videos. And so it could be a trade-off for him, I'm sure, because, you know, we posted that picture today of him getting his feet massage. In a sense, he has a really great life. But I think the lack of interaction with society and his inability to connect is... In my opinion, and I'm sure we'll get letters, but in my opinion, robs him of a richer life that he could have. And then I'd like to try the treatment. And then if he doesn't like it, let's reverse it. And if he's like, no, this is terrible, let's go back. Fine, reverse it.
And I would, in terms of my brother, I agree with you. Yeah. And in terms of my brother, I would ask him if he wants it, but I wouldn't push for it. I don't want him to change. I don't want to lose my brother the way that's my brother, like the way he is now.
What if he says, "I read it, I'm interested"?
Well, he's his own person. He can do whatever.
You got to respect. Yeah. You got to respect. I think you respect it either way.
I'm not going to take away his humanity and say you don't have a choice because you're autistic. You know, if he wanted, he could have it. Yeah. But my brother is a higher functioning, you know, I love him the way he is. So
I think it's why it gets complicated, because my son, like a lot of severely autistic people, has other issues too. That the autism isn't the only issue. You know, he was diagnosed as cognitively delayed at some point, and it's hard to tell because he doesn't connect and he doesn't listen. And he doesn't. So then you don't know if he can't read because he doesn't talk. And it's like, oh
yeah, man, yeah.
And he does type, but he does do things, so he can't understand some things.
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's a hard thing. I don't think there's an easy answer.
Yeah, you're asking like a pro wrestler, Helen Keller, what's up?
Kinda.
Just a giant. It's tough. It's tough, man. Yeah. So it is exciting. This is exciting
Super
for you.
Super exciting.
Yeah. Really exciting. And how far they've come in the past few years, it only gets faster. So there is hope. There's a lot of hope, and there's options.
If you want this, and if you don't want this, there's also hope for you. You don't have to do it.
Yeah.
There's options.
Medical science is great, and it's getting better. I myself am on a hair loss pill, which years ago wouldn't have existed, and I'd be bald. So
that's true too.
You know,
what do you think about that? You think that changes who you are?
What do you mean? Like,
well,
yes,
but in a positive way or a negative way?
In a positive way.
So it's like,
yeah,
people pick and choose how they want to listen. I've got really bad asthma. That if I'm allergic to something without Ventolin, I die. So it changes my life. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, I'm good at keeping an eye on it, trying to not die.
Yeah. You're a very good basketball player.
But
you really run
well,
up
and exercise
down there.
Is one of the things that really helps because it naturally releases adrenaline. But when it gets away from me and I don't exercise, then asthma kicks up. Like it's all it's a downward spiral quickly.
So this crippling disease is keeping you fit into your 40s.
In a weird way, it pushes me a little bit.
You're super fit. I was like, Jesus, guys. Look at your dumb full hair.
Oh.
I
was like, God, this guy. Your dumb full hair. I've never seen you like this. This car's really getting to you.
This car's killing me.
We'll work something out. We'll figure something out. It's going to be okay. It's going to work out. Or it's not. Who cares?
Yeah. Geico, you're screwing me.
You know somebody at Geico and you want to send them a quick little letter or note or something to make sure they make Graham whole and gets his money back, that'd be great.
I I don't know. You know what? I just hope that those people who got hit, the other people who got hit, don't have like lawyers or they're more on it than I am, and then I'm the one to get screwed.
We could talk about this off the air, but you might need representation.
Yeah. I'm going to rent a presentation. The car, for what? So I can get an extra... I'll pay them $2,000 and then they're going to award me $1,500 then I'll owe the lawyer $500. You know, it makes no sense. I'm only fighting over $2,000.
No, it'd have to be on... whatever. You're right. I don't know. I'm just very positive.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, not to be trite, you are in great shape. You're in good health. You have a place to live. You're not homeless. You're eating. This is your car. We're going to figure it out. It's fixable.
I'm on the brink, but I appreciate it. Anyway, guys, thanks very much.
Wait, we're going to read some of these letters we got in this week?
Yeah, let's read some letters.
So,
thanks very much for writing in. We got a lot of really good letters this week, and we appreciate it. Keep
this is
going.
From Leonie, I believe. I don't know. Lion, I would say it. B?
I mean, that was the most hilarious attempt.
Well, it looks like a Leon, like in Spanish, lion, for Latin. Anyway, Leonie. Okay. Last name's B. I'm not going to say the names anymore. Love your podcast on autism and disability topics. I'm getting caught up. I love ketchup, and I like Peter and his emails. I like Rice Krispies and Peter's emails.
Thank you, Leon.
Greetings from Holland. Nay, B. And she signed it, an autastic person.
Yeah, I love
that. I hope that's going to catch up.
You are an autastic person. I love that. We finally found a way to call it. The pros are okay now.
Stephanie S. wrote in about, I heard your last week's episode, basically, and he says that guy, John Elder Robinson, wrote an autobiography called Look Me in the Eye. He wasn't diagnosed until his 40s. And so she talks about, that's the book he wrote. If you guys are interested, we talked about that last episode.
Well, I tell you from the article that we read, he's a great writer. So I'm sure the book is good.
Yeah. This is from Kathy M. Mm-hmm. Love listening to several episodes on a long drive the other day. I have two boys with autism. I had to delete and rewrite that with first person language here. I got mixed up.
You're the best.
That was a really sweet one too.
That's funny.
And I'm taking the lead next time I'm discovered at home with lots of empty beer cans around me saying, I was looking for soda. I guess she's referencing Peter saying, I was looking for soda. I remember that part, but maybe there's something there I missed.
Mm-hmm.
Jill Ann, maybe. A said, just listened to last episode. I saved a link to an article I didn't realize it was John Elder. I read his book. She mentions the same book. It's a good read. Very interesting life. And she talks about it a little bit. And then she said, most accounts I've heard from high-functioning autistics have indicated they wouldn't want to change. Maybe you should ask Peter for his thoughts.
I think I should.
I think we should call him next week. And,
yeah.
Or you could call him and record it. And yeah, I think it would be a good little...
That's a good idea. We'll do that.
We get so many notes from you guys, and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen and like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I'm Kirk Smith Comedy.
And I'm at Graham K Comedy.
And if you have a dollar for patreon.com/autastic, we really appreciate it. It does help pay for the... hosting of the podcast, putting it up, and some we're trying to get some more recording equipment.
Yeah. And and a new car.
I hit Graham hard.
Guys, you're the best. We love you. Thank you so much. And is that everything?
That's it. Have a great week. Love you guys.
Rest in peace, Gary Shandling.